Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It's Cambridge 105 Radio, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo. And a new musical project is getting underway in North Cambridge. It aims to capture the character of the CB4 area. Anna Hester is one of those involved, and Anna is on the line now. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning.
Thanks very much to speaking to us. So tell us a little bit more about the project. What are you looking for here?
Well, we're looking for engagement at different levels, really. We're hoping to create a set of modern folk songs, so a whole new set of folk songs about this part of Cambridge. People can submit an idea anonymously and, you know, just spend 5 minutes doing that. Or they can get engaged to the level of attending a songwriting session with me, lead artist Emily Peasgood, or Bob Hines, who's another songwriter involved.
Now, normally folk songs about people who go off to sea, get lost and never come back again. Now, that's not necessarily going to be happening in CB4, is it?
I don't suppose so. We're quite far from the sea, aren't we? We've got the river, of course.
That's close. That's the prospect there of somebody on a somebody on a houseboat or something like that.
Yeah. We're hoping they won't all be that dark. We're focusing on folk in the meaning of people. You know, songs about people, songs about the community, memories, but also modern day stories and characters.
So it can be something, I don't know, a shopkeeper from, I need to say the turn of the century, but that's not that long ago, really, relatively speaking. But it could be a shopkeeper from the days of a grandparent or a great-grandparent. Or I suppose it could be something which is happening to people right now.
Exactly. It could be a song about your favourite teacher or your favourite pub landlord. I mean, let's be honest, in the days of lockdown, things like pubs and cafes feel quite historical anyway, don't they?
It's quite interesting. I went to, not a very good example for a folk song, but last weekend I went to the supermarket for the first time in about 6 weeks. and even that was a completely different experience to what it had previously been.
Yeah, so we're really hoping for modern references, actually. You know, songs about supermarkets are totally welcome.
Okay, well, possibility of that I suppose. Who is involved? You mentioned Emily. Who else is involved in the project?
Yeah, so Emily's the lead of the project, really. She is an award-winning composer and artist, does all sorts of things like this around the country. And then it's myself and a songwriter called Bob Hines. He runs the St. Neots Folk Club.
And you say that there's going to be workshops. Obviously, the workshops not necessarily as straightforward as they used to be. I have a song about that almost. But so how are you going to do that? Is it something like Zoom, I guess?
Yeah, well, we were, of course, hoping to have big groups of people in halls. It wasn't the plan to do this remotely, but I'm actually quite pleased. I think this is something that hopefully individuals and families will be really desperate for is, you know, a bit of online teaching run by someone else.
So do you want the songs or do you want the stories which are then turned into songs? Because there, I guess there's a certain amount of crafting is required and perhaps even, I wouldn't say altering the facts, but making things so it's a coherent 3, 4, 5 minute story.
Definitely. Well, we want all of the above. We're well aware that there's lots of great musicians around in Cambridge. So if somebody wants to send us a finished song or a nearly finished song, it's a truly collaborative project. So they have to be aware that we might want to make some tweaks in collaboration with them.
Yes.
But equally well, if someone's never written a song before, can't play an instrument, but wants to write a song, they can join one of us in a songwriting session and we'll workshop that idea together. So there's really many levels at which you can engage. And if you want to submit a story and leave us to do the songwriting, that's fine too.
And then what happens? Do we have one great big performance with yourself and Emily and Bob in which all of these songs are performed? Or maybe even a recording, I suppose?
Yes, exactly. So We probably will perform a little bit, but we're hoping to get members of the community to perform. The launch.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
The launch should be taking place in January 2021. And there will be a recording of the songs as well. And we'll have some presence at Cambridge Folk Festival next year.
Oh, that's fantastic. So in terms of the timeline for this, if people have an idea, if somebody is listening now in, I don't know, Chesterton or somewhere else in the CB4 district, where will they, when, how soon do they need to get their stories to you and to Emily?
So the deadline to register is Friday the 5th of June. That's if you want to officially submit a story or a song or take part in a session. We do have a later deadline for small anonymous ideas to feed into the wider project.
And a small anonymous idea, just like a line or...
Well, basically, yeah. If you say, oh, please write a song about that mural or that shop or that pub.
Okay.
We can't promise to include everything.
No. That's it. Could be a bit of a complex process. Okay, so then I guess you then spend the autumn months squirreled away and writing a
Well, yeah,
songs.
Well, even sooner. I mean, as soon as we've got our participants, we'll be cracking on through June. So, you know, if you're keen, please do register by the 5th of June.
And where do people register? Where do they need to go to?
Good question. So it's all on Emily's website, emilypeasgood.com. That's P-E-A-S-G-O-O-D, Peasgood. And there's a /CB4 folk songs.
Okay, that's fairly straightforward. We'll try and slip that on the website a little later on when we do the listen again for all of that. Well, that's really good. Well, I hope we can hear more on the programme in due course about that. But Anna, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and that takes us to 8:17.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105.